Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
In the past few months, some U.S. states have passed laws limiting abortions, books, transgender rights, environmental rules, vaccine mandates, and the teaching of racial history. Welcome to Vladimir Putin's America. I'm not saying we're about to invade Ukraine or anywhere, though some of the folks pushing these laws might be pleased if we did. No, I'm referring to similarities between Putin's justification for invading Ukraine and America's so-called culture wars. They're all based partly on a fear that dark libertine forces are undermining the nation's moral fiber. In Russia, the targets are Western values, you know, democracy, consumerism, secularism, gay and women's rights, free speech. Putin has argued that a decadent U.S. and Europe are encircling Russia to impose those horrors on a devout, manly nation. Also that Ukraine, under America's spell, is becoming too Western. So he's become the self-appointed protector of the conservative, militantly bigoted Roman Orthodox Church and its campaign against gays, feminists, and what's left of free thought. Not surprising that Putin is popular among conservatives in the U.S. He speaks their language. They, too, want to revive the values of an American past when men were men, gender and racial boundaries were clear. But mostly they want to run the country their way. It's obvious that Putin, too, is invading Ukraine for political reasons, to restore the Russian Empire, that religious and cultural stuff, mostly for domestic consumption. Besides, he's quite a libertine himself, lots of mansions and mistresses. We had a president like that once. Not surprising that he and Putin were pals. There's a long tradition of statesmen wrapping themselves in the flag and bathing in holy water. Caesars paid respect to Roman gods. European kings went to mass. Hitler signed a concordat with the Vatican protecting the rights of the Catholic Church in Germany. The lesson here is that leaders throughout history have used religion and culture to justify all sorts of mayhem. Invoking God or tradition doesn't make it right. So when someone says we must act forcefully to protect our values, hang on to your wallet. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.